Welcome to the Chosen People Radio Program, a production of Chosen People Ministries. On this program, you'll hear inspiring stories, learn about messianic apologetics, and discover God's plan for Israel and you. And wherever you're listening right now, we hope you lean in, listen closely, and learn a lot. Now let's welcome our hosts, Mitch Glazer, President of Chosen People Ministries, and Robert Walter, our New York Regional Director.
Shalom, this is Mitch Glazer, President of Chosen People Ministries, and I am so glad that you've joined us for a few moments where we're going to study the Bible and get to know more about the worldwide Jewish community, especially the Jewish community in Israel today. We've begun a new series in January 2026 where we will be exploring God's plan and purposes for the Jewish people. In fact, we have a booklet for free that we're offering to all our listeners, God's plan and purposes for the Jewish people, and you can go to chosenpeople.com/radio and just let us know that you're interested in that booklet and we will send it to you. Now with me is Bobby Walter, and Bobby is the regional director of the Greater New York Area for Chosen People Ministries. And Bobby lives in the true Holy Land, Brooklyn, New York. That's, we call it Jerusalem West sometimes, okay? The land of bagels, falafels, and pizza.
Yes.
Can't forget the pizza.
Can't forget the pizza. And the borscht as well.
And the borscht. Oh, man. And the Chinese food. I mean, you know, I don't know how people live outside the New York area. We've got wonderful winters, very mild. Just joking, and great food. So, but we do have almost 2 million Jewish people in the five boroughs of New York City, and almost 3 million Jewish people in the greater New York area, including parts of Long Island, Connecticut, and New Jersey. And so this is a very Jewish area. It really is almost like living in Israel. We have more secular Jewish people, Russian Jewish people. We have a lot of ultra-Orthodox Jewish people, more and more all the time. And we are desperately praying that God would touch the lives of Jewish people in this community for the Lord. But we also are concerned about the 900,000 Jewish people in California and the 350,000 Jewish people in Chicago and the 650,000 Jewish people in Miami-Dade and Broward County and on and on and on. And Bobby, good news, Atlanta now has over 100,000 Jewish people.
And wow.
Atlanta is such a nice place, except for the traffic. And we could be missionaries to the Jews in a in an area where the winters are a little more mild. But we're thrilled to be here and to talk about the Jewish people. So the question I'd like to get to right now, and then afterwards we're going to pray a little bit for the Jewish people as well. But one of the questions that I have now is, how has the sort of the wrapping up, if we can even say that's happening, of the war with Hamas and with Hezbollah and the Houthis and Iran, how has that where I hate to always use the word existential, but it's sort of like that you wake up in the morning and something just feels wrong and you don't quite know what it is. And you walk around all day in this sort of this crisis mode where you're just feeling unsettled. And that's the way so many Israelis are feeling. Should we believe there's a peace? I mean, we had the Abraham Accords, and then we were attacked, Israel. I mean, so, you know, where do we stand? And more importantly, Bobby, how does the rise of anti-Semitism today globally and the threats to Israel, in particular to Israel, but to Jewish people all over the globe, what happens spiritually in the souls of Jewish people when they're living with this level of threat? And maybe you can just try and help our folks understand how Jewish people are responding or feeling about this really difficult situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's an excellent question and a vital question for the church to be asking at this point in history, because, you know, when you look throughout Jewish history over the past 2,000 years, especially, it's the story of just survival against all odds. And there have been these pockets of peace that the Jewish people have experienced in various different nations throughout this entire time period. And in America, you know, there has been great prosperity and peace and freedom for Jewish people in the history, you know, of the United States. But now, I mean, over the past number of years, especially since October 7th, 2023, I would say that we have just seen anti-Semitism ramped up to levels that many of us, I know for me and my generation, just have not seen, anti-Semitism like this before. And what has it done to, Jewish people spiritually? Well, some of the answer that I have would be kind of anecdotal, just based on, conversations that I've had with various Jewish people, whether Israelis or Jewish New Yorkers, just the experiences and what I'm hearing, like when I put my ear to the ground, and the man on the street, what's the feeling? A lot of Jewish people are very deeply concerned about this, obviously. Many Jewish people have felt betrayed, abandoned by, friends that they've had in the past who are now espousing anti-Zionist or anti-Jewish sentiments or aligning themselves with just straight up anti-Semitic organizations or groups. Mitch, I think the really concerning thing about this is that we're seeing it on both sides of the worldview spectrum in our culture right now. So like on the left and on the right, if we could say it that way, on the left, we see the situation being framed as oppressor versus oppressed. And the oppressor is Israel. The oppressed is the Palestinians. And therefore we side with the oppressed against the oppressor. It's being expressed that way. And the line between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism is basically non-existent. And then on the right, we're seeing it come up quite a bit. And when I say left and right, I'm not just talking politically. I'm not talking politically. I'm talking like ideologically, worldview. And on the right, we're seeing it in many ways through what's called the woke right, which is or the based right, and it's really just a repackaging of old anti-Semitic tropes,
like Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh and all that kind of thing.
And you mentioned that, and I think about over the summer I had the chance to part of the ministry we have to teenagers, we took a group of teens with Chosen People Ministries on some outreach tour, cultural education in New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. So we visited quite a few museums, and in the Jewish Museum in Philadelphia, which was very impressive, like great museum. If you ever get a chance to go, I recommend it. We're walking through, and it's basically the history of the Jewish people as it lines up with American history. Really fascinating, really well done. And when we get to the 1930s, the 1940s, you start seeing some of the stuff that was being espoused by Christian figures in the United States that was just totally anti-Semitic. Henry Ford, and there was this this priest in the Detroit, Michigan area, Father Coughlin,
right,
who had a radio program and was just
terrible.
The kinds of quotes, the things that you see that were written or said from these Christian quote unquote right wing figures, it's just like we're starting to see it echoed now. By some very prominent, very persuasive figures on the right in our culture. It's just really, really concerning, Mitch. And it's impacting the Jewish people, and it's causing many Jewish people to seek the truth, to seek the Lord, okay? It's kind of like, it's shaking a lot of Jewish people out of, you know, their comfort or things that they were putting hope in or finding solace in or finding stability in are no longer stable. So, you know, in our congregation in Brooklyn, there's a young man who just out of the blue found us, visited us, and over the course of a number of months, he started to sense this instability and this deep concern because of the rise of anti-Semitism. And it was actually the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk that kind of pushed him over the edge to want to explore and look into Jesus. So he came to our congregation and it was like just such an openness, Mitch, such a very genuine, deep, raw desire for truth and for solid ground upon which to stand. So we've been meeting with him. He's come to a number of our services. He's asking all the right questions. You know, he's so close.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, he's so close.
In 1892, Rabbi Leopold Cohen passed an open door to a church on the Lower East Side of Manhattan and heard someone preaching the gospel in Yiddish, the language of his Jewish Hungarian homeland. After reading the New Testament he received from the young Jewish preacher, Rabbi Cohen gave his life to Jesus and became deeply burdened for the salvation of his fellow Jewish people. This was the birth of Chosen People Ministries. Rabbi Cohen began reaching out to the tens of thousands of poor Eastern European Jewish immigrants. Under his inspired leadership, the mission he founded provided food and clothing, taught English and sewing classes, offered medical care, and shared the good news of Jesus the Messiah. Rabbi Cohen understood the importance of not only sharing the gospel with words, but also by showing the love of Jesus to his chosen people. As a result, many Jewish people came to faith. Headquartered in the heart of New York City, which has the highest concentration of Jewish people in the world, Chosen People Ministries also ministers in over 20 cities throughout North America. Although our world has changed since the days of Leopold Cohen, our mission statement remains the same. Our mission is to pray for, evangelize, disciple, and serve Jewish people everywhere, and help fellow believers do the same. Thank you for your partnership, and we look forward to the next season of our ministry and working together with you to reach the Jewish people with the gospel.
Bobby, the same thing happened in Israel, only on steroids in some ways, because I guess computer nerd, forgive me if you're a computer nerd, this wonderful computer nerd decided to figure out what the number one search was while Iranian drones were in the air the second time on their way to pulverize Israel. And the number one search term in Google was, you ready? Tehillim, Psalms, Psalms. Bunches of secular Israelis who probably didn't see the Bible since their bar mitzvah, you know, they were, it was Psalms. And so people were searching for Psalms. And so we put together a Facebook campaign driving people to a landing page where they could download a modern Hebrew version of the Psalms.
Wonderful.
And we gave a little introduction and conclusion to it. And lo and behold, over 6,000, now almost 7,000 Hebrew speakers, because they were not just in Israel, they were all over the globe actually, but the majority in Israel, actually wanted to get a copy of these Psalms. And many have been reading them. And then I met some of them in Israel just a little while ago, on a visit, where I get an evening at our Ramat Gan Messianic Center, an outreach center in the middle of the greater Tel Aviv area. And we had a wonderful music team singing psalms, and because a lot of Israeli folk songs are psalms, and so they were singing psalms. And then afterwards, I spoke on Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The words that Jesus spoke on the cross as he was dying. And we had probably four or five Jewish people who were not yet believers. But what was amazing to me is we also had another three or four that were believers probably within the last 12 months, and at least two who were believers within the last 4 or 5 months.
Amazing.
And I asked for their testimony, and it's almost the same story, that they felt that the ground under their feet was unstable. One of the greatest militaries in the world, though small, Israeli military, the military intelligence failed them. And they were confronted with some of the terrible divisions within Israeli politics right now. And they were talking about just not knowing which way to go and who to depend upon. And so, of course, their answer was, we eventually knew we needed to depend upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in order to do that, we came to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And it was just unbelievable stories, just like this guy who's coming to the congregation. And so with our time left, I just want to lead us in a prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. We want to pray for national peace. We want to pray for the lowering of the anti-Semitism threat in America, particularly in New York City right now. And we want to remember to pray for the spiritual peace that comes into the hearts of Jewish people through Jesus the Messiah. So pray with me. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you. And we love you because you've sent your only son, Jesus the Messiah, to die for our sins and to crush death by rising from the grave. And we thank you for the salvation we have, free and clear. By grace we are saved. Your riches at Messiah's expense. We thank you so much, Lord, for this salvation. And we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, nationally and politically. We pray, Lord, for these seekers who have come to faith, who are beginning to come to faith in Jesus. And Lord, may they multiply. And then, Lord, we pray, most importantly, that the gospel will go out in power to Jewish people through our friends who are listening and through Chosen People Ministries scattered among 21 countries all across the globe. And Lord, we pray all of this in the great name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Before coming to know him, to me, God felt as far away from me as like the moon is from me. And so now the truth of having Jesus, of having his forgiveness, of having the peace of God, of having that rest, it is present. And that is now present with me through life and then for the hereafter. Well, my name is Ari Halbin, and I'm Jewish. I'm a Messianic Jew, which is a Jewish believer in Yeshua Jesus. For the past 15 years, I've been working at different nonprofit organizations. Some everyday and personal stresses that I face is really thinking about my children and what they have to deal with in terms of the rise of anti-Semitism for my kids. And that honestly is probably the main stress on my shoulders, thinking about my children. A long time ago, I was what I consider to be a New Age wannabe, and I was trying different New Age meditation or just different kinds of positive sayings and trying to fill myself up with that. And that was helpful, but only to a certain depth. And then I just really was trying to muscle it up to try to get rid of stresses or have them not impact me. On April 6, 1997, I call it the day that I was forgiven. God revealed himself to me. It was the first day I ever read the New Testament. I had lots of ups and downs in life. And then on April 6, 1997, this absolute joy of knowing that there really is the truth of the miracle of forgiveness of sins. Now, I still have ups and downs in life, but it's on a whole different level, a whole different reality. And to have that sense of true knowledge of forgiveness is what gives me peace through all the other ups and downs of life. To actually know that God is true and He's good and He's real, and that He would care about me and provide a way to forgive me and then to be with Him in the future. That is not just filling in terms of peace. It just gives rest. It gives truth as to being able to go through the ups and downs and stress and conflict of life. So the "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden," is just this beautiful reminder and this invitation of where true forgiveness and peace and hope come from.
You're listening to The Chosen People, which is produced and sponsored by Chosen People Ministries. And once again, we are so grateful that you joined us today. And we just want to let you know that if you're interested in finding out more about this program or about Chosen People Ministries in general, then visit us. Visit our website, chosenpeople.com/radio. And while you're there, be sure to request your free gift, which right now we're offering God's Plan and Purposes for the Jewish People.
It's a wonderful booklet, and I think you'll learn a lot about God's plan and purposes for the Jewish people by reading that booklet. And it's actually a good little booklet to share with a Jewish friend. So let's stay missional, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that we take what we learn and share it with Jewish and Gentile friends who don't know the Lord. Chosen People Ministries has been doing this for 131 years. We were founded by Rabbi Leopold Cohen, a Jewish rabbi from Hungary who came to the Lower East Side of Manhattan in 1892 and heard the gospel through a Polish Presbyterian missionary to the Jewish people preaching at a Dutch Reformed church. Happens all the time, doesn't it? And he heard the gospel, read the New Testament in Yiddish, the language Jewish, Eastern European Jewish people spoke, and he came to know Jesus as his Savior. And then he turned over the ministry to his son later on. And then years and years later, I'm the seventh leader of Chosen People Ministries. We're now in 21 countries and a dozen plus cities around the United States and North America. We share the gospel. We minister on campus. We do street ministry. We go to places, the hard places like Brooklyn, where I live, and share the gospel. We plant congregations, we do one-on-one evangelism, and we do a lot online as well. You can find out a whole lot more about Chosen People Ministries and how you can pray for us and how you can support us, because we need your friendship and we need your generosity. So go to chosenpeople.com and everything will be there. But if you want that booklet, you need to go to chosenpeople.com/radio.
And we'd also love to hear from you. So like Mitch said, visit us, chosenpeople.com/radio. You can also send us an email at radio@chosenpeople.com. And then on top of that, if you wanted to call in and leave us a voicemail with a question or a comment, a complaint or gripe or a compliment, whatever you want to do, call this number, 914-288-1466. That's 914-288-1466. It'll send you to a voicemail where you can leave your message. We'll listen to it, and God willing, we'll be able to engage with it on this program.
So thanks so much for being with us today. I felt like the time flew by, and we have so much more to talk about when it comes to God's covenants. So tune in next week, and we'll do a whole lot more.
Ya'er ponav elecha v'chuneka Yisa Adonai ponav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom v'yisem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and be gracious to you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace. B'shem Shel Yeshua HaMashiach. Sar Shalom. in the name of Jesus the Messiah, the Prince of Peace.